From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Chinese authorities said today the avian flu that's sweeping other Asian countries is killing birds in China, too. The virus has shown up at a duck farm near the border with Vietnam. And authorities are investigating possible outbreaks in poultry in two other Chinese provinces. Public health experts around the world are not surprised. They've been tracking this new bird flu for almost 7 years. And as NPR's Richard Knox reports, they're worried that it could develop into a global health emergency.
The story begins in the spring of 1997. Back then, a virus that causes flu in chickens infected a single human in Hong Kong. Dr. Klaus Stohr of the World Health Organization says he thought it was a one-time event.
Everyone was surprised, but no one thought that this event could perhaps happen again.
The virus quickly proved them wrong. Later that year, 17 more people in Hong Kong got the bird virus. 6 died. That set off alarm bells. Public health experts know it's just a matter of time before a new flu virus will emerge with the power to sweep the globe the way one did in 1918. The stage is set when an animal flu virus, probably from a bird, infects people who already have the human flu.
When that happened, these two influenza viruses could swap genetic information, and the bird virus would steal from the human virus some genes, and with the genes, some capacity to have a very good human-to-human transmission.
Because the virus would be a new one, no human on Earth would have any immunity to it.
That virus would spread very quickly, and that would then mark the beginning of a pandemic.
The 1918 pandemic killed about 50 million people at a time when the world's population was only a fifth of today's. Stohr says that's why authorities took drastic steps when avian flu started infecting people in Hong Kong almost 7 years ago.
The sequence of human outbreaks only stopped when the chicken population, I think 1.3 million at this time in Hong Kong, was completely eliminated.
Controlling today's bird flu outbreak presents a far greater challenge.
It's 200 to 400 million chicken, which are in countries where surveillance for animal diseases may be suboptimal, where farmers are heavily dependent upon the chickens they're producing, where the control mechanisms are not in place. That puts the whole thing in a different proportion.
Even if the 10 nations that now have avian flu outbreaks can be persuaded to kill all those chickens, Stohr is really worried they're doing it wrong.
These people are suboptimally protected. I've seen children putting the birds into the bags. They don't wear any protection. They have no gloves, no goggles, no masks. That's concerning.
The WHO is calling on the international community to pitch in right now for the sake of global public health. At the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, officials feel they're on the brink of a public health emergency. Dr. Scott Harper is with the CDC's influenza program.
We're working around the clock to make sure that we're keeping on top of what's circulating out there. We would not say that this is an emergency from the United States perspective yet, but we are very concerned about what's going on in Asia.
The WHO and CDC are mindful of a looming deadline. In 2 weeks, the annual process begins to select the flu strains that need to be included in next fall's human flu vaccine.
There will undoubtedly be a lot of discussion about how to proceed with that vaccine in light of what's going on in Asia.
The WHO is engaged in a crash program to produce a prototype vaccine based on the avian flu virus circulating in Asia. They want to be ready if the bird virus evolves into one that can be passed from human to human. But the CDC's Scott Harper says health officials face a dicey choice.
We know for sure that there will be circulation of influenza viruses that we see every year and for which there will need to be protection next year. But the same people that produce that vaccine would also be producing a pandemic influenza vaccine.
Demand for that second vaccine would be immense if a pandemic seems possible. At least 1 billion doses would be needed, 4 times the usual flu vaccine production. So if a potential pandemic strain emerges, officials say there's no way manufacturers could produce both types of flu vaccine. Richard Knox, NPR News.